living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so let's learn some healthy food substitutes for some of those unhealthy food cravings that most of us experience. Is there something that you crave that's not very good for you at times? I know I do. But here's the thing. Just because you're tempted doesn't mean you have to fully submit to that temptation. As a matter of fact, sometimes you can substitute that unhealthy food craving with something that's actually pretty healthy. Before we get into the list of some of the most common unhealthy foods that we reach for, let's talk about, why do we even have these unhealthy food cravings to begin with? What's going on in us that causes this? And I think there's three main reasons. Number one, now the first one is going to seem a little weird, but let me just say it. The first reason we have unhealthy food cravings is because we eat unhealthy foods. Now, let me try to explain this. Let's just take sugar, for instance. If you find yourself reaching for candy a lot, let's say you're at work, you're a little stressed out, it's 3 o'clock, things are happening, phones, emails, and sometimes that sugar is a comfort to us. Well, here's what can happen. So you eat the sugar, and that spikes your blood sugar level, specifically with glucose. That's important to understand because when that spike happens, the body responds by releasing insulin. That's necessary because insulin is the hormone that opens up the door into the cells to allow the glucose to go in. So you eat the candy, you spike your sugar level, insulin level spike, sugar floods into your cell, and now your blood level of sugar drops, which means you crave more sugar. That's just an example of how it can happen immediately. Look at salt. Salt kind of follows the same thing. Some people are salt cravers. That's probably where I fall in more than, say, sugar. So if you eat something very salty as a comfort, that's going to make you thirsty, so you drink water, right? Well, sometimes we take in more water than what's necessary to offset the amount of salt that we just ate, and that can make us what is called hypotonic, meaning we need more salt, so we crave something that's salty. So there are some physical or physiological things going on that make sense that when we eat unhealthy things, we crave unhealthy things. Now, there's a second reason maybe this is there's a reason we crave these things is some products are designed to drive cravings. Take soda pop, for instance. Or I guess based on where you live, you might say Coca-Cola or something, whatever. So soda, you know, there's a really smart doctor out at University of California, San Francisco, who calls it the Coca-Cola conspiracy. And let me just explain what he means by this. So the soda companies put caffeine, right, in their product, but they also put salt. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. There's about 55 grams of sodium in most cans of soda. So the caffeine makes you urinate free water, so you're more thirsty, and then the salt simply adds to that thirst, so you drink more of that unhealthy soda. So there are products out there that are designed to drive your craving. The third reason might have to do with our body-brain chemistry. You know, when there's a lot of stress going on in that mid-afternoon at work or at home or whatever you're doing, we crave sugar because of the effects of cortisol, the stress hormone. You know, cortisol is designed to protect you from the stress, to help you deal with it. And one of the ways it does that is provide sugar for your muscles, your heart, and your brain. So cortisol causes a mobilization of sugar. And if you don't have a lot of sugar storage, you're going to crave it to supply it. There's also evidence that low serotonin levels, low dopamine, some other types of neurotransmitter imbalances can all play a role in why we really crave those unhealthy food. So here's what I did. Now, I went online and I tried to find some sort of survey, something a little bit more official of the most common unhealthy food cravings that we have, at least in this country. And quite honestly, I couldn't really find anything that I thought was reliable. There's all kinds of different lists out there. So I decided to ask my family and friends, who I use a lot in my own little personal clinical research things. I often put them through surveys and tests and stuff to see what's going on. They know it. I do it with their permission. So in this case, I asked a few friends, what are the bad things you reach reach for, you know, when you have that craving or when maybe when you're stressed out, because often that stress and that craving go hand in hand. So I have this list here, and what I did is I came up by asking some of the Life Extension health advisors. Life Extension is the sponsor of this show. I asked them, you know, instead of, say, the first one on the list, which is candy, what are some of the healthier alternatives that people can turn to? And the answer there were nuts, fresh berries, and I liked this one, homemade dried strawberries. Getting away from the packaging, doing it on your own, buying like some sort of dehydrator is a good way to do that. That will cut that sugar craving, but you'll still get some of the antioxidants, you'll still get some of the fibers when you do the berries and the dried fruit. So if you reach for candy, there are some healthy alternatives for you. I do want to go through this list because I think it's helpful. Number two, based on my friends, was ice cream. Yeah, ice cream is it's awesome, isn't it? I love it myself. Some suggestions there: try unsweetened yogurt with fruit or frozen berries or something on it, or maybe a low sugar smoothie can also help. I think the smoothie might be a little bit difficult if you're reaching for the ice cream in the mid afternoon at work or whatever. So maybe the unsweetened yogurt with fruit makes more sense. Number three, based on my friends, French fries. Come on, that's a starchy carb. They taste good. It makes you feel good. Health advisors really came up only with one good substitute there, are baked zucchini bites. I have to try that. Chocolate, if you're a big chocolate fan, at least go, you know, chocolate is good, but it needs to be the dark chocolate. So try some unsweetened dark chocolate cocoa nibs. If you haven't had that before, it can be bitter, so maybe try a dark chocolate bar that's at least 70% cocoa butter. That would be a nice, healthy substitute for you. Apparently, a lot of us really crave the foods where there's fat and carbs mixed together, like nachos, for instance. Now, that may not be a snack that you're craving at work or something, but, you know, when you get home, you're hungry, you've had a stressful day, we tend to reach for those foods where we're going to get the starchy stuff, the cheese, the meat, all kind of together. So nachos was something that many of my friends say they reached for. Here was a good suggestion from a Life Extension health advisor. How about some avocado spread on, say, whole grain crackers? So you get the creaminess, the fat from the avocado, which is better for you, and you still get the crunch, but it's a little bit better for you because it's whole grain. Maybe you can give that a try. Mashed potatoes. That's another unhealthy food craving many people have, at least with my friends. Maybe just switch it to sweet potatoes. That's what one health advisor said. Or you can try mashed green plantains or even mashed cauliflower. That's a good one. I've had that before. Mashed cauliflower really does taste a lot like the potatoes, and it's going to be a lot less calories, less starch, sugar getting into your system. Potato chips, obviously, on the list here. They came in the middle of this group, which I found interesting, but they are on the list. Some health advisors suggested maybe some kale chips. You can even do some homemade baked veggie chips with hummus to replace the potato chips. What about soda? If you like to reach for the soda, not something that we want to support here. I definitely don't. I think we got to get off those sugary drinks. And I just told you that they designed those to drive more of the craving. So this one actually is my own personal thing that I do. I'll take seltzer water and I'll add a little stevia that kind of sweetens it up, and I'll put maybe a drop or two of, say, pomegranate extract or blueberry extract. It's awesome. It tastes like soda that's flavored with real fruit. So try that instead of the store-bought soda pops. And then there were some other things like, you know, if you really are after fried foods, you can consider simply light breaded or baked foods used with certain cereals. That also helps in some cases. So hopefully this was a nice little list for you. There are ways to avoid the unhealthy cravings by switching it with healthy ones. Give it a shot. This is Healthy Talk Radio on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.